Where is WATD?
Hey, we're the number one FM station on the South Shore.
We would not say anything bad then.
So where is WATD?
We're located at Marshfield.
And welcome aboard. This is award-winning Nautical Talk Radio, the number one nautical radio program that takes you around the nautical world in 60 minutes. And every week, you'll hear what happened in and on the ocean, including the latest nautical news, environmental issues, sea stories, fish tales, Coast Guard activities, maritime history, nautical trivia, and even local waterfront events. This is Captain Lou. Now, joining us after the nautical news will be Brian Taig. He's the president of the Friends of Flying Santa. Today, Flying Santa is making his rounds, delivering gifts and good cheer to Coast Guard families at various stations in Massachusetts. This year, Santa will have a special helper, Dolly Snow Bicknell, the daughter of the famous maritime historian and author Edward Rowe Snow. Dolly will be riding in the helicopter for the very first time since she did it as a child when she helped her father. I'm excited that Dolly Snow Bicknell will also be on today's show. And for the first time in, since the 1970s, as I said previously, during the introduction of the show, Dolly Snow Bicknell, the daughter of the late maritime historian and author Edward Rowe Snow, will be making the rounds with this year's Flying Santa, delivering holiday cheer to Coast Guard families at a number of Massachusetts Coast Guard bases. Dolly used to accompany her father when he served as the Flying Santa. And in just a little while, the president of the Friends of Flying Santa, Brian Taig, as well as Dolly Snow Bicknell, will be joining us to tell us more about this, or about the Flying Santa tradition. Let's hear from Brian Taig. He's the president of Friends of Flying Santa. Talk about giving away gifts. And Flying Santa, they're an organization that's been upholding a very long-standing tradition.
Tell me a little bit about the organization, the Friends of Flying Santa. When was it started?
Well, Friends of Flying Santa is a continuation of a New England tradition that started back in 1929, that was established by Captain Bill Winkepower up in Maine, a float plane pilot, and every Christmas he would fly over the lighthouses and Coast Guard stations and drop presents to the keepers and the families, and it continues today with Friends of Flying Santa and our helicopter flights to Coast Guard stations and lighthouses from Jones Beach, New York, up to Jonesport, Maine.
Has this been in other parts of the country? I've been reading about how the Coast Guard is actually delivering Christmas trees to the needy in Chicago aboard the Christmas tree ship. And I've been hearing about how they've been giving gifts to families in Alaska and down in New Orleans. But this is a case where your organization is giving back to the Coast Guard.
Absolutely. It's a gesture of appreciation to the Coast Guard crews and the families that support them. It's just our way of saying thank you for the job that they do. And as far as I know, it's unique to New England, the Flying Santa name and the procedure of going by helicopter and landing at the lighthouse and the Coast Guard stations. That's strictly here in New England.
And who is the Flying Santa today?
This year we actually have two Coast Guard warrant officers, CWO Tom Gutline, who's currently the commanding officer at Station Point Out in Hull, Massachusetts, and actually recently retired Coast Guard warrant officer Dave Waltrip. They will be flying the different routes that we have. One flight was last weekend. We've got one flight coming up on Sunday, and then another flight the following weekend on Sunday the 16th.
Well, I'm familiar with both gentlemen, Commanding Officer Guthrie. He actually did it when he was a warrant officer at Station Gloucester about 10 years ago.
He absolutely did. He filled in for Dave Waltrip, who had headed off to Alaska, and Tom did an outstanding job and even landed at his lighthouse home at Anisquam Light and sat with his children, who had no idea it was him, underneath the Santa costume, and he's continues to do a fantastic job with it.
And over the years, there have been some famous people serving as Flying Santa, including Edward Rowe Snow.
Yes, and this year we're going to have the daughter of Edward Rowe Snow, Dolly Snow Bicknell, flying with us as Santa's assistant. She hasn't flown on a Flying Santa flight, I think since the 1970s, and she's very excited to come aboard and see what the program's like today.
When she did it in the 1970s, she was a little girl doing it with her father, and she has been a previous guest on Nautical Talk Radio, and she used to tell me how father's aim was when he dropped the gifts out of the helicopter.
Well, he claimed to have like a 97% accuracy rate, and there were a few historic errors where he broke windshields on Coast Guard trucks or came through the skylight of a house or ended up in the water and floated 90 miles down to Cape Cod. But he did fairly well. He if he missed, and he knew he missed, he would come back and drop another package. And even the ones that went in the water and were covered were usable. They said the razor blade still worked, and they dried out the books, and they were still readable.
Well, I'm speaking with Brian Tagg, and he's the president of the Friends of Flying Santa. And how can listeners help your organization, Brian?
Well, actually, there's a Harbor Light replica that's been issued this year for Christmas 2007, and it is a historic replica depicting the Hospital Point Lighthouse with the Edward Rowe Snow Flying Santa plane from the 1940s flying overhead. This is available through our website at flyingsanta.org, and we also have T-shirts, hats, and sweatshirts that are also available for sale. And coming up this year, we'll have some more fundraising cruises and bus tours, so people can check our website for more information on that.
And the website, again, is flyingsanta.org?
Correct.
And you say the Flying Santa mission has already started. You started last Sunday?
Yes, last Sunday we flew all the way up to Jonesport, Maine, and made our way back down the coast and around Penobscot Bay and all the way to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, visiting over 11 lighthouses and Coast Guard stations.
Today you're doing it again?
Sunday we will be doing Massachusetts, so we'll fly down to Nantucket and do the Brant Point Coast Guard Station and make our way up to Cape Cod, the South Shore, Boston Light, and finish up at Coast Guard Station Merrimack River up in Newburyport. We'll actually be doing a drop at the Admiral's House at Hospital Point Light up in Beverly. It's the only stop on our route where we actually drop the package. There's no room to land a helicopter, so we put together a package of some Christmas goodies, and we drop it out of the helicopter at the Admiral's House.
Oh, my friend Admiral Sullivan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He'll be up there. It's his annual Christmas party, and he'll have a crowd of people on the ground waiting for Santa to come along and drop the Christmas package. And so we're looking forward to making that drop.
Can you tell me what you've given them in past years?
In past years, we've given them books, copies of the reissued Edward Rowe Snow books, calendars, magazines, ornaments. This year, we know that the Admiral's a big fisherman, so we're planning on adding a few fishing items to the package.
Okay, and I can also tell you he's a big fan of Red Sox Nation.
Oh, okay.
When you're coming up from the Cape, will you be flying along the shoreline? Is there any way our listeners can be looking for the Flying Santa helicopter?
If they were anywhere along the beach in Hull at about 12:15, they could look out to Boston Light and see the helicopter coming in for a landing. We're hoping for good weather. That's the only thing that can keep us from getting up in the air, and we're hoping we can get out there and get these presents to all the Coast Guard kids.
You know how many stations and lighthouses you do in the course of the 3 weekends?
From New York to Maine, we do 33 different stops, and they're a mix of Coast Guard stations and lighthouses.
And the Friends of Flying Santa, you're a nonprofit or educational entity?
Yes.
You need all the help you can get, obviously, and at this time of the year, I hope my listeners respond and go to your website, flyingsanta.org, and check it out.
Yes, and we've been very fortunate. We've got two pilots that have been donating their time this year. We have JBI Helicopters of Pembroke, New Hampshire, who donated their helicopter and pilots for the New Hampshire main flight. And we have Evan Weil of Weston, Massachusetts, who is donating his helicopter for the other two flights. And we're very appreciative. With the high cost of fuel these days, it probably would be extremely expensive for us to try and attempt to charter it ourselves.
Great job for a great cause, and Brian Tagg, I appreciate speaking with you, and again, a Merry Christmas to you.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Lou. Thank you very much.
And now I understand joining us on Nautical Talk Radio is Dolly Snow Bicknell.
Well, what a thrill it is for Captain Lou to be speaking with Edward Rowe Snow's daughter, Dolly Snow Bicknell. I just got off the phone with Brian Tagg. He's the president of the Friends of Flying Santa, and he told me, Dolly, that you're going to be going up in the helicopter this year.
Yes, this is going to be quite a thrill. I've never been in a helicopter. When my dad was Flying Santa, we used to go in a five-seat plane, and we dropped the packages from the sky. But this is going to be a whole nother adventure going in a helicopter.
Do you think you'll be a little closer to the ground? The helicopter might be able to fly a little lower.
Well, we actually stop, get out, and hand the packages to the children.
Oh, that's great. No more throwing it out of the plane like your dad used to do?
That's right. When my dad did it, he had to include a postcard. And in the postcard it said, "We have received your package." It had a stamp on it, and the lighthouse keepers would find the package, fill out the postcard and send it back, and that's how he knew how accurate he was. And over the 46 years that he did it, he was something like 94% accurate, which is a pretty good rate.
But I do like some of the stories about the times that his aim wasn't that good.
I bet you do.
What's your favorite one?
Well, there was one where there was a party going on at the lighthouse, or there was going to be a party. The lighthouse keeper came up and he said, "Can we start the party yet?" And his wife said, "No, Santa hasn't come over yet." And as they spoke, the package crashed through the skylight into the house. And one of them said to the other, "I guess we can start the party now." So that was a little embarrassing. One time, I know his aim was not very good. He was aiming someplace whaleback light on the North Shore, and the package sailed across Cape Cod Bay and ended up in Sandwich. And someone found it, and Colonel Eugene S. Clark, I don't know where that name came from, but I remember that one, and he found the package and called my dad and said that he dried the book out and was able to read it, and the razor blades were still good enough to use. So that was another fun story.
Well, I'm speaking with Dolly Snowbip now, and you become famous because of what your father has done in the nautical world, and all the book that he's written. And
he said he had 96 books and publications. I'd say there were about 50, you know, good size books, and then there were a lot of smaller publications that he had for different events and such.
And do you have multiple copies of all the books?
I have pretty much all of them. There are, and actually they're being republished again. Commonwealth Editions up in Beverly has reprinted, I believe, 6 or 7 of them, so that they're available for people to get now.
A lot of people ask me, where is Edward Grosno's daughter today, and what's she doing? So there's a good chance to tell them.
Well, I'm in Marshfield still. I teach tennis. I've taught tennis for 30-some years. And I'm kind of involved in several charities. I do work for Friends of Cranberry Hospice. I'm involved in Project Gurnet and Bug Lights, which is about the two lighthouses in Plymouth. There's the Gurnet Light, or Plymouth Light, which is at the end of Duxbury Beach, and then Bug Light, which is in Duxbury Bay, or Kingston Bay, and
right.
Plymouth Bay. We are in charge of taking care of those lighthouses.
You had the one on shore moved a few years back.
Yes, that was moved away from a cliff because the cliff has been eroding. But we've just finished reshingling and taking care of Plymouth Light, and we're trying to take care of Bug Light again. We're having a hard time. We got an incredibly high estimate for repainting and refurbishing Bug Light, so we have to do some fundraising for that. But there's lots of things to do. It's fun to be involved with lighthouses and remember my dad flying over them with Flying Santa.
After speaking with Brian, the president of Friends of Flying Santa, he told me that they started the trips last Sunday.
It's so different from when my dad was involved, because there are no manned lighthouses except for Boston Light.
Right.
And that was the whole purpose of his flights, was to bring presents to the lighthouse keepers and their families. And
because the tradition all started with the lighthouse keepers shining the way for Captain William Winkapaw of Maine.
Exactly right.
Who was lost.
Lost in a snowstorm and found his way by the flash of Dicehead Light. That's how he knew where he was. So that's pretty neat.
Will you be going the next weekend as well? Or
no, just
doing the math.
I'm thrilled that Brian asked me. Last year he had alluded to this possibility, and then at the last minute the helicopter they used didn't have enough room for me, evidently. So I breathed a sigh of relief, because I wasn't quite sure whether this was going to be something that I'd enjoy or not. But after hearing some more about it, he asked me again, and I was thrilled to say yes. So I will be enjoying myself immensely. I can't imagine that I couldn't be.
And my listeners have been told to look for the Flying Santa helicopter off of Boston Light
at about 12:15 this afternoon.
Okay. Hopefully that will happen.
And it's nice to know you're going to be landing and actually handing the gifts to the kids.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be quite a day.
What are you going to be wearing? Anything special?
No, I'm not going to. When I was little, I had to wear a red suit. But I didn't think Santa's the important one. He'll be wearing a red suit, and I'm just going to be an elf. I'm just going to be his helper. So
very nice.
I'll be wearing something warm so that I can help him out.
Well, it's a great tradition, and it's great for Captain Lou to be speaking with you. Dolly Snow Bicknell. Thanks.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea? How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay up late?
Anybody know who this is singing the song?
Wait for Santa to sail in.
The Andrews Sisters. Andrews Sisters and Guy Lombardo.
If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island.
All right, we'll be back with more Nautical Talk Radio. Keep it here. 95.9 FM, WATD.
Christmas dreams come true.